Okay. In a couple of years ago, we discussed Parshas Va'era, some of the halachas related to davening in an open area outside. But tonight, we'll focus a little bit on some related issues as affect in Yanei Diyoma. The pasuk tells us, "Vayomer lav Moshe kitzesi asayir efros es kapay el Hashem." Akolos yachdalun vabarad lo ya'od l'man tedaki l'Hashem haris. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro that he has to leave the city in order to be able to daven that Hashem should remove Makas Barad from Mitzrayim. So some are bothered. How is Moshe Rabbeinu going outside the city to daven? Isn't that a violation of the din of the Gemara in Brachos Lamedalad Mebeis? Amar Rav Kahana, chatzif alai manda matzli bibiksa. That it's considered to be mechutzef. It's inappropriate. It's arrogant for someone to daven on a plane in a wide open area. So the question assumes that outside the city meant in a wide open area, but be that as it may, so that's what some raise that question. And in terms of the hagdara of davening in a wide open area, just chazer a couple of marmakomas that we've seen in the past, and then discuss a little bit about its relevance in the contemporary situation. Tosas there, Lamadalid Amid Beis and Brachos, Chatzavalai Manda Matzli Bibiksa, is Vadir Bim Tomar, Hag Siv, Vayetse Yitzchak Lasuach Basadet, then Yitzchak Avinu himself daven out in the open. Yishlomar, the Hasamairi Bahar Maria. So, no, that was special. That was not anywhere out in the open. That was Dafka and the Makam and Mikdash. Inami Biksa, the Hachamairi Bibika, Bamakam Shiragilin, Shambane Adam, Lavor. The whole chedrachim. But it's not that you can't daven anywhere outside. You can't daven in a public, in the middle of a public thoroughfare, in an area that's going to be distracting, where there's a lot of traffic. Okay. In Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted in Simon Sadi Sifei. Lo yispal b'makom paritz k'ma basada v'nei shekishu b'makom snius chal alav emas melech v'libunish. Brother Bethan, that you're supposed to daven in a constricted area is because that contributes to Kavanah. If you're going to daven in a wide open area, like in a field, then you're going to be lacking in your Kavanah. And the Truma Sadesh and Simon Vav, quoted by the Ramah in Simon Sadi Dalid Sivtas, also has other qualifications. That someone's traveling, it's time to daven Mincha, he's close to his lodgings. It's a place that's cool in Achrim. They can get there in enough time to daven. Or is it better to daven in the field where there isn't the potential of running into avodah zarah that might be lurking in the malon? So in that situation, there may be grounds to daven in the field and not in the malon because they have to do what's best under the circumstances. Lahalacha Mishabrua points out in Sivkatin Yir Aleph, B'makam Paritz, V'nei Lachate Rutsa De Tosfos, Ima Omi B'tzada Derech B'makam She'em Yisari She'afsiku Ovi Drachim Shari. So according to the second day in Tosfos, there's no problem davening outside per se. The problem is only davening in a wide open area that's going to be in the middle of traffic. Achim Beis Yosef, M'vayim B'divrayim. The Beis Yosef is more restrictive in where you're allowed to daven. bottom line, it's better to daven inside. However, over drachim kliyam mutam l'sfal besada. If you travel, you have no choice. So then you can daven outside. L'mikam makom k'shiyeh sham ilanos tov yoser shiyam sham b'neim v'yispalo. If you're going to daven outside, better not to daven in a wide open area. Better to daven between trees. Emen kasha lav ichor darko demakam tsanuhuksas. So you try to find the more private place to daven, even if you're davening outside. And then the Bishop Brewer writes in Sivkatinia Bays, "Malkam shumukav mechitzas, afa bisha'ena makura shavur dami." So even if you're davening outside, outside doesn't mean that you can see the stars. It means that you're not mukav mechitzas. But if you're in an area that is enclosed, even if there's no roof, even if you can see the sky, that's not considered tefillah bibika. That's not the problematic malkum tefillah that the Gemara speaks of. Rav Asher Weiss, in one of his Corona Tshuvas, pointed out that some Achronim know, even though this din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but curiously, it doesn't appear in the Rif, doesn't appear in the Rambam, doesn't appear in the Rush. None of them quote Lalacha, this din of not davening bibika, not davening in a wide open area. He quotes a Sefer Shem Rokeach that suggests that maybe these Rishonim understood when the Gemara talks about biksa, the Gemara doesn't mean a bik'a, it doesn't mean a play in a wide open area, but rather it means biksa sometimes means a hut or a small small shack. And then it's not so much that you can't daven in an open area, but you're supposed to daven the opposite in a place that has chalonos, which is a different din the Gemara has in the same amid. So maybe it's related to that, and maybe that's how these Rishonim, but don't quote this halacha, understood that there is in fact no prohibition of davening outside. And the Kaf HaChaim says that the whole kpeid of not davening outside is only if you're davening as a yachid, but if there's a seaboard davening outside, then there's no kpeida at all. So clearly under circumstances where davening inside is not feasible or not safe, and it's better to daven outside. I just saw now in Eretz Yisrael, they're back to only davening outside, five-person maximum inside gatherings. So in that situation, better to have a more constrained area, better to daven not out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of everywhere, in the middle of traffic. But if you're in an area that's Mukha Mechitzas, if you're in an area that's to the side, then that is better. But bottom line, there's no kapeda where circumstances warrant to daven outside if necessary. I believe in one of our shiurim in the summer, when we discussed outdoor minyanim in the context of tziruf, I believe Rabbi Carr asked the question, if I'm not mistaken, if you're davening outside and it's raining, can you hold an umbrella? I think some raised a question, and I think we briefly addressed that for a minute or two. But let's focus on that a little bit more now in terms of the relevant makaras. The Gemara has in Brachos on Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Lo Yochas Adam Tefillin B'yado V'Sefer Torah B'Zro V'Yispal. A person should not be holding Tefillin or a Sefer Torah while davening. V'lo Amr Shmuel Sakin Uma'os Uka'ara V'Kikar Hare Elu Kayotzeben. Not only does this apply to Tefillin Sefer Torah, it applies to a knife, it applies to money, it applies to a loaf of bread. You can't hold any of these objects while davening either. Why? Says Rashi, Lo yochas biyadav yispalel, she'ein datom yushabas ala b'tfila, sharei libo tamir alein shelo yiplu miyadav. So the reason you can't hold tefillin or a sefer Torah is that a person is not going to have proper yishavadas, won't have proper kavanah when davening, because he's always going to be worried that he may drop the tefillin, may drop the sefer Torah. And what about the other things? Sakin mos kara, kikar. So Rashi adds, linyan tefila, same thing. If you're holding a knife, you're worried you may drop the knife and that might hurt you or someone. You're holding a plate, a dish, it's going to spill the contents. You're going to lose the money. If the loaf of bread is going to get dirty. So the common denominator in all these examples in the Gemara are things that a person is going to be nervous about. He's going to worry that he's going to drop them, and therefore one should not hold them during davening. Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah there says something different. He quotes Rashi. This is Daf Yadal and Mebeis B'Daf Perif. And then he says an explanation of Rashi. Aval Shtar Dvarim She'ein Behem Hesed Im Yiplu Miyado Mutter L'Spal Bo'odem Miyado. So according to Rashi, the only restriction is on objects that would distract a person because he's going to worry that there may be a loss involved in dropping them. But to hold something where there's no concern of hefset, it's not going to have the same level of distraction and therefore would be mutter. Umaydimi bailan besukah, the parallel Gemara there, lulav mai. So the Gemara there asks, what about lulav? Nitzarech lefarish lefizeh. So ve'eino yachal achavim b'tfilasav aser. Odilma chaviv alei mitzvah mitocha chavivis lo yipal mimenu ve'eino tar bezeh. So the reason the Gemara raises the question, are you allowed to hold the lulav on Sukkos, is because on the one hand, the lulav is also a valuable object. Maybe you'll be nervous, you might drop it and it'll become puzzle. On the other hand, because that's the mitzvah hayom, maybe there's a chavivis ha-mitzvah that will override such a concern. And that's the Gemara's conclusion, that chabuve mitzvah adif, that because it's a mitzvah hayom and there's a certain chib of mitzvah involved, you're allowed to hold the lulav while davening on Sukkos. So that's the Rabbeinu Yonah's citation of an expansion on Rashi. But then he writes, Ista Mefarshi, Demai Dinaket Sakin Ukar Vikikar Mos Lav Dafka. So as opposed to Rashi, he says, no, these things are Dafka objects that a person is going to be nervous to drop. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ista Mefarshi, no, it's Lav Dafka. These are things that would be more normal to hold. But in reality, a person should not hold anything while davening. The exception of lulav. Because of chibav mitzvah. And according to this, according to Rashi, the way that Ben Yonah understands, if you have something that's not of real value, there's no problem holding it. But according to the Ista Mefarshi and the Ben Yonah, Ben Yonah prefers, no, you can't hold anything because anything that you hold is going to distract you from proper kavana. Truma Sadeshen, Simon Yud Zayin. Asks, Yesh Listapik, Imsarach Lizar Nami Shelo Yochas Machzer or Tfila Biyado, Lispala Behen. So if you're not supposed to hold anything, he goes Rashi, that it's going to distract from your Kavana. So what about holding a Machzer? What about holding a Sitter? Kama Rashani Yamaki Purim, Shirobani Adam Amos Palami Bachutz, as Ein Sarach Lizahir, Bechia Gavna. So Rashani Yom Kippur, where you really need a Machzer, you're probably not davening outside. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you don't know the tefillahs by heart. So are you allowed to hold a machzer during davening? It says the Jumas Hadeshen, Yeira de Ein Tzizar, Veshapir Dami Lamevet Hachi, Vela Dami Lahach to Aser Bebraisa Del El, Kamosha Efarish, the machzer is different. Unahina Ami Dili Didan Machzer, Mid Tfilas Kol Asfar Mishalan Adina Kikisve Kodesh, even though we treat our machzor as kisvei kodesh, and the Gemara says you're not supposed to hold kisvei kodesh while davening. However, the reason is you're not supposed to hold kisvei kodesh because you're going to worry you may fall down, and you want a proper kavana. But here, the dafka, the reason you're holding the machzor is to enhance your kavana. The kaven de eno oso hamachzor etfila ela rak de lispal b'diyuk. That's a different chashbon. The reason you're holding the machzer, the sitter, is dafka to enhance your kavana, and therefore that's going to be mutter. Just as you can hold a lulav on Sukkos, so too can you hold a machzer or a sitter in order to daven from. Okay, so what do we say in Shulchan Aruch? Simon Sadiches if Aleph lo yispalel b'makom. So, in general, the person has to be able to dive in a place where there's going to be kavana. Lo yispal b'makom shigesh davar shemavatel kavanaso. So you shouldn't dive in a place where there's something that's going to distract you. That's in general. In terms of this specific din, simin sadivav kishum yispal lo yochas biyado tefillin v'lo sefer mikisvei kodesh v'lo ka'ara maleya v'lo sakin umos v'kikar neisha libo leim shelo yipalu v'yitare v'tispatel kavanaso. So the Mechaber quotes the examples of the Gemara. So sounds at first glance like that's more the Rashi approach, that these are specific things where you're tarred, you may drop them, and there may be a consequence to that. And then in Sif Beis, Mutu Lachos Machzer, Tfilos Beyadu B'Shashim Espalel, Ho V'Tofes Etzarech Tfilah Atzma V'Lo Tarid. Then the Mechaber passes the Chumas Hadeshen, that you're allowed to hold a Sitter or Machzer during the evening because that enhances your Tfilah. Says the Magen Avraham, V'Lo Ka'ara, Dafka Hani, Shem Yiplu Yeshbem Hasado Yeziku Lo, So Magen Avraham understands, as we said, and the Chaber seems to be paskening like Rashi, that there's no blanket iser to hold anything when davening. It's only something that's going to be so distracting because you're worried about the potential hefsid if you were to drop it. However, the Taz, there in Sifkaten Beis, quotes that the Beis Yosef quotes this Machlokas Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yonah. And he thinks that you have to be choshish for the Rabbeinu Yonah, that you're not supposed to be holding anything during the evening with the exception of Machzer and the like, Sitter and the like, because anything potentially could be distractive, even if you're not worried per se that you're going to drop it and that's going to cause a certain loss. So that is in terms of holding things in general. There's a collection of corona-related tshuvas that I came across, written by a Rabbi Schneer Revach from the city of Elad in Eretz Yisrael, called Kesser Melucha. He has a piece about holding umbrellas while davening outdoors in a minyan. So he thinks that definitely, according to Rashi, should be mutter because you're not worried that it's going to hurt you if you drop the umbrella on your foot. So it doesn't fall into the Rashi category of something where you're concerned about the hefsid if you drop it. So it should be mutter mikar din, especially since the Magen Avraham passes like Rashi over the Rabbeinu Yonah. He doesn't say, you could have heard the argument that it's something that in this situation may enhance your kavana. So maybe it's dumya, demachzor, or sitter. That he doesn't say. Rav Zilberstein, I think, does say that. Rav Zilberstein in a tshuva printed in the Nisan volume of Vaveya Amudim says that he thinks it's mutter to hold an umbrella while davening outside because it enhances your kavana. Because otherwise, if it's raining, you're davening outside, then you won't be able to have proper kavana. Now, he doesn't seem to entertain there that the alternative would be to daven inside without a minyan. But when I discussed this with Rabbi Willig over the summer, he thought as davar pashut that better to daven indoors without a minyan than to daven outdoors when it's raining while holding an umbrella. So that consideration, Rabbi Zilberstein didn't seem to deal with. Rabbi Josh Flug pointed out to me a tshuva of the Minchas David, who's a Satmar Rav, written in the 70s, I think, Rabbi David Ranchberg. So he has a brief tshuva in Minchas David Simin Yud Gimel. The way he posed the question is it better to daven while seated or better to daven standing if you need to hold something while you're standing in order to be able to have proper kavana. So the shaila was, someone was traveling mincha time down at the minyan, and there's a big rainstorm, so he was delayed, and he's holding by the end of Zman Mincha. This is a Samar Tshuva, the end of their Zman Mincha is probably later than the end of our Zman Mincha. But whatever the Zman Mincha is, he's holding by the end of Tfilas Mincha. So is it better to daven in the car while seated or better to daven outside holding an umbrella? He's not going to make a minyan anyway. So he can either, normally speaking, better to daven while standing. Is it better to leave the car and stand for Shemoneh Esrei while holding an umbrella or better to sit down? So he thinks, he leaves it as a tzarachian. He's nota that the davening standing up is a big milah. So he quotes a Mar Makoma, so he's not really machria what to do.
Isn't the machlokas in the Gemara brachos in terms of traveling on, when you're traveling, whether about to sitting down or to be standing up? That Gemara brachos. You know what we're talking about?
Yeah, so that's the din that if you're rochev ala chamor, that you don't have to come down to dav, right? Yeah. That's today. Is if you're riding on a donkey, do you have to come off the donkey to dav, or can you stay on the donkey? Right? Is that what you're talking about?
It's that gemara also, and then also in terms of traveling, getting up early to travel, but to travel, right? Is it better to? Right, I think the Gemara continues. That Gemara has a couple of cases, I think. Look it up.
Right, so that's quoted in that Siman Sadi Dalid. That Hayarochev al Chamor ain't Sarach Lebe Lus Pala Lafilim Yesh Lamisha Tovis Chamaro. That if you're riding on a donkey, you don't have to get off the donkey to daven.
But also the case that's one case, and then the Tanya Hishkim. Let's say Sladarach and Moshe for the care, right? Hishkim Leshe, but Karna Obasina Mispalo. Ushmigim on Kriyashma Kori.
Right. And then like, if you're in a boat or in a wagon, if you can
stand. Well, it's feeling the weather. It's feeling the weather is our diff, right? Mm-hmm. That probably relates to this as well.
Right, so this is a little bit of a different twist. You could stand, but if you stand, you're going to have to hold something. So is it better to stand holding an umbrella or to sit?
Right.
Okay. Let's just talk briefly about one final lab, this is not only for an outdoor minion, but I saw the following Shiloh posed in a couple places. One of them is one of the recent volumes of Gamani Odecha, which is a collection of Rav Gamliel Rabinovitz's Chuvos, the Pardes Yosef HaChadash, Tiva Kehila. The Shiloh is, if you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, and someone walks within your Dalet Amos. And not your Dalet Amos, and no one should be walking within Dalet Amos of someone in Damash Manasseh, but your Dalet Amos of the 6 feet of social distancing. So you're davening in a distance minion, and someone intrudes on your space when you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So are you allowed to move in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, because someone came into your 6 feet? So The Mishnah in Brachos, there we go here. Mishnah Brachos Amen of Beis. Ain Adam Lespal Amito Kovid Rosh. Afilo Melech Shol B'Shlomo Lo Yishivenu Afilo Nachash Karakal Ikva Lo Yafsik. So even if you have a snake winding around yourself, you shouldn't stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Says Rashi and Lama Gimel Menalef, the Gemara there distinguishes between a snake and a scorpion. A snake, not, but a scorpion, you do stop. Why? Lefisha Akra Mesukon Lakos Yoser Mishanachash Muchan Lishoch. That a snake is a relatively less dangerous, but a scorpion is more dangerous. So when the Mishnah says, even if a snake is wrapping itself around you, you shouldn't stop davening, it doesn't mean a boa constrictor. It means a garden snake or a garden variety snake that doesn't really pose any danger. That's what the Rambam writes in Perish HaMishnayis also. Most of the time, snakes aren't going to bite. But if it's someone that is going to bite more normally, then you should stop davening. He points out there's a Rav Elchanan has the following observation, which Shlomo Zalman disagreed with. Uh, Kovet Shirim Psachim Oslama Dalit. Umuchach Meha de Sakanas Akrav Lo Chashiv Shkia Chazeka. That the danger of an Akrav is not considered Shkia Chazeka. The Gemara in Brachas that we just noted says Lo Shanu Lenachash Vel Akrav Posek. Says Rashi, because most snakes don't kill. Different doesn't make that most snakes don't kill. Some do. So don't you have to be choshesh for the meat of snakes that kill? The Ishlomar, Kevin deruban Ema Misin, Habe Kalosh Shkia Chazeka. That since most snakes don't kill, it's Lo Shkia Chazeka. Umimela Yesh Lisma Chaha Deshluche Mitzvah Einu Nizokin. And therefore, you have the right to rely on Shluche Mitzvah Einu Nizokin, as opposed to a scorpion, which is more Shkia Chazeka. So that's kind of in line with the Piskei Tshuva that we quoted in our earlier discussion, quoting the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah and Brachos, in our earlier discussion about Shomer Psalm Hashem, that in a situation of something that's Lo Shkia Chazeka, you have the right to take some risk if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Chanan says, that Ein Hochem B'Pikuach Nefesh HaKarov doesn't apply if you have something that is Lo Shkia Chazeka and you can tap into Shluchei Mitzvah Eina Nizokin. Shlomo Zalman, quoting a footnote, Shmir Shabbos, Parakav Hei, Se'if Tesvav, Rav Neuvert writes that Shlomo Zalman had the following observation, that in the context of those animals or those snakes or scorpions that you're allowed to kill on Shabbos kol achar yad, where they may pose a danger, mikemet shemutter lagos on b'Shabbos afke she'enam rofim acharav, mistaber de'ein lismach b'zahad shluchei mitzvah. So the fact that you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos, even if they're not running after you, it sounds like from there that you don't rely on shluchei mitzvah einu nizokin. V'gam atam lo yafsik. And why are we so confident to tell you don't have to stop davening because Tzuluchim Mitzvah Einu Nizokin? Tzuluchim Mitzvah Einu Nizokin is only if you're really davening with Kavana. But maybe because you have a snake around your ankle, you're going to stop davening with Kavana, and then you can't say Tzuluchim Mitzvah Einu Nizokin anymore. Chamir Sakata Misura. Elit Sarach Lomar, the Kaven Sheroah She'ena Nachash Koes, Harei Shumuftach Shelo Yizikad. You're not dealing with percentages that most snakes don't kill. But in this situation, you see that this snake is in a good mood, so he's not going to pose any danger. So the author of this this tshuva, Rav Aleph Cohn, says it's relevant to, if you take this Rabbi Chanan approach, that there may be situations where, even though there is a certain element of risk, if it's really minimal, you don't have to be as concerned. So that's relevant in the context of air raid sirens. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, if a siren goes off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so he thinks, well, how much of a risk really is it? If there's a missile coming in from Gaza, so what's the likelihood it's actually going to fall and land exactly where you're standing? So you have the right to continue Shemoneh Esrei because that's really a minimal risk. I don't know if everyone would agree to that that analysis. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying that if there's a siren, then you're allowed to go to the miklat in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, because otherwise you're going to be tarred and you're not going to have kavana. And then it says Rav Shlomo Zalman himself in the middle of war didn't stop at Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. And then he notes a famous comment to the Chazon Ish that I think Rav Schechter quotes. The Chazon Ish, printed in Tshuvas Ksavim, Simon Mem Ches, was asked about going, this is circa 1940, where there were sometimes air raid warnings in Eretz Yisrael. They thought maybe the Nazis would make it there. So if there's a warning to go to the Miklat on Shabbos, that's considered assault nefashos. But because it's really a minimal risk, maybe you should try to be careful not to violate Malachos Daraisa. Malachos Darabanan, you don't have to avoid. Malachos Daraisa, better to avoid. He says to to not put out, why does this keep on happening here? Sorry. To not put out the lights, that you should avoid, you should try not to be in a situation where you have to turn off the lights in such a air raid situation, or a siren where there's no real concern that the enemy is actually coming. So based on this analysis, he thinks that in most situations, to actually do a real hafzik, just because someone's coming in within your four amos, there isn't that much of a danger. But beyond that, anyway, the din is, the Rebbeinu Yonah writes, so just take 2 more minutes and finish up. So in the Mechaber writes in Siman Kuf Dalid, Lo Yasib Tfilaso, Afila Melchi Sol Shol B'Shlomo Lo Yashivenu. The Rebbeinu Yonah writes, Daf Kaf Alef Amidal B'Dap Beirif, Afila Nachash Karach Al Ikva Lo Yafzik, Afa Pishen Lo Lahafzik Lo Daber, Afila Achi Yachal Alechas Kedei Shidash Dichanim Elav. So you can't talk, but you can walk, because that's not the same degree of Hefzik. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Siman Kuf Dalid, Sikat and Dalid, that halicha litzarach hatfila is not considered a hefsek. So the mechaber this tshuva says that if you feel a need, someone walks into your dalad amos, is not being socially distant when you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he thinks in most situations it probably isn't a real danger, unless the guy has a mask off and is sneezing, or maybe even if he's sneezing with a mask on. But otherwise, it's not such a concern. But if you're worried and it's going to distract you from your tefila, so then to just walk away is considered a tzarach hatfila. It's not the same degree of a hefsek as talking. And therefore, that should definitely be permissible if there is a tzarach.
To tie the end of your shir to the beginning of the shir, if you can daven outside with an umbrella because it's raining.
Yeah.
Or go inside where there's arguably, but I don't know if or not, more risk with a minion. It's a similar shiloh, right? I mean,
right. Well, the third option is to daven inside without a minion.
Right.
So Rabbi Willig would say, if you're nervous to daven inside in general with a minion, then you're not mechuyav to daven with a minion inside, and it'd be better to daven b'chidus inside than to hold an umbrella outside. And Rav Zilberstein would say, sounds like no problem davening if you're concerned about davening inside, no problem davening outside with an umbrella.
Well, he would tell that same person, Rabbi Willig, to if someone comes within Dalat Amos of you, if you're that worried person.
If you're that worried, then leave, then walk away.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.